This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore. Our government is totally out of control. George Bush is full of shit. And who do you believe? Do you believe George Bush or do you believe me? That's what it's coming down to. Do you believe your neighbors? Do you believe the people that live in your hometown? Or do you believe these mad dog killers in Washington, D.C.?
Are we setting up a situation where young people who are just starting to come of age are going to have no choice but to either join the military where there seems to be a lot of money or to go to jail where there seems to be a lot of money? Is that what this is lining up to be?
Jokes, can't leave it alone, cause you know I can see right through corrupt plans in these bullshit scams and untruths. We living in a maze, different days and times. The world is a stage, most truth is a lie. In this propaganda matrix, the sheep just die. For these murderous conservatives with corporate ties, deny knowledge of the truth, ignoring the poor. They just human ammunition for these capital wars. Just human ammunition and collateral deep. That's why millions of us holler rising up in the streets. And when you see me, understand I'm representing a voice. The majority would feel if ever given a choice. I don't need to see the media, they only annoyed. Cause the only ones that wanna scrap ain't ever deployed. Who do the fighting for these rich white folks and they wars? No, it ain't Drew Carey, Dennis Miller, or Star, Fox News, Mike Savage, Bruce Willis, or Rush. Won't be MSNBC, CNN, or a Bush. Never Toby Keith, Hannity, O'Reilly, or Clint. Ain't Clear Channel, no, they ain't supporting dissent. Never Blair, Kid Rock, or Tom Cruise, or Vows, or James Woods, Rob Lowe, Tom Selleck, a pow, not on a Schwarzenegger. He ain't gonna shoot a Ted Nugent, cause in war, targets got weapons too. Ain't Cheney, Rumsfeld, Halliburton, or Ridge, or Ann Coulter, or Joseph Lieberman, or the Rich, or any bitch up in Congress. They just make laws. When it come to fighting, we the ones that end up in gold. So when you say support that murderer, I have no applause. Even if he got his jumpsuit on, we pay the cost.
Absolutely amazing. Sheep to the slaughter, my Paris. And tell us, Paris, because we're about to go to break, come back with a long segment, final segment with you, and I want to have you back again, if you'll grace us, with some of the new CDs, some of the MP3s that are out, how people get them.
Most of the material, believe it or not, is available in stores, but if you want to get it directly from Gorilla Funk, you can. The website address is www.gorillafunk.com. Doesn't matter how you spell gorilla, you'll still get there.
Either after a gorilla or after a gorilla fighter, two different spellings. Either way you spell it, GorillaFunk.com.
Right, that's it. You got it.
Tell us about some of the newest albums.
Well, my new album is called Acid Reflex. It'll be out probably in June at this point. I think I'm going to have to push it back a couple weeks. You know, these release dates come in two-week increments, and you have to deliver about a quarter early. So
I know how it is.
Yeah, yeah. So that, and then I have a... new albums by Cam, who's a West Coast artist who's fiercely politically conscious. Same thing with T-Cash. I have George Clinton. I have a record with Eric. Proposed arrangement with Erykah Badu that I think is going to come to fruition. And a lot of different films in the works also. So,
films. I want to hear about that, or can you talk about it?
Oh, well, you know, it's just independent documentaries right now. We have one called Sounds Like a Revolution. It looks like it's going to be a theatrical release. And... a lot of people involved with that. The Dixie Chicks, Della Biafra.
Wow,
Henry Rollins. Stay there.
The battle is joined. Paris, take an action. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to ronpaulstickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to ronpaulstickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're talking to Paris. He's producing films. He's producing hit after hit with some of the biggest artists out there in multiple genres. And he's got some of the most powerful hip-hop slash spoken word, whatever you want to call it, pieces I've ever seen. And this is our final segment with him. I'm going to twist his arm, getting back on with us in the near future. We're going to have some other big guests coming up, too, in the next week, God willing. Paris, I want to play AWOL. We've played Sheep to the Slaughter. But before we do that, we were just now talking about the fact that you've broken through and are now getting distributed by Universal. And I didn't ask you this question. Let me ask you on the air. Is it because the internet and alternative distribution systems like the ones you've created that have been so successful now forcing the big Universals to cave in to alternative information? Because now my videos are in Blockbuster and Hollywood Video, you know, nothing compared to what you're doing. But I've even seen my stuff break through now, and I've talked to some of the big corporate guys, and they're all, yeah, we know it's true. We know the New World Order's running everything. Yeah, yeah, we're trying to sneak your stuff in. So it seems like that the facade is starting to collapse.
Well, yeah, but that is definitely collapsing. But I think that you know, just from a financial standpoint, I think they're really attracted to business models that make sense right now. You know, and so if you have an operation with really low overhead, and you know you can sell a lot of volume, and you know you can deliver fairly consistently, I think that's something that they're attracted to. I mean, the antiquated business model of having a record label or a film company with, you know, 200 to 300 employees, like a lot of these current subsidiaries have, I mean, we're seeing that just come to an end. And, again, you know, it's a proven sales history. That'll do it. And, I mean, with the kind of numbers you move and the following you have, that'd be no problem at all for you to do the same thing. I mean, if you're already in Blockbuster, you know, that's getting over the hump. You know, but being in Blockbuster for your movies is the equivalent of being on Clear Channel for music.
It's amazing this is starting to happen. What do you think the establishment's going to do? They're clearly getting desperate. They're admitting in Pentagon and Ministry of Defense reports that the people aren't buying the propaganda. The new British Ministry of Defense report openly says the elite may have to wage war against the people. They're shifting the military-industrial complex apparatus fully over the people now. Your take on that?
Well, you know, the military-industrial complex and the prison-industrial complex, I mean, they're working in tandem. You're absolutely right about people waking up and becoming more aware, and that is directly attributable to counter-establishment popular media like what we create and to the Internet. I mean, the Internet really is a great equalizer of information. You can find out pretty much whatever you want to know about anything on the Internet. And, you know, that is something, and the Internet is in real time, you know, also. So it's not something that you have to wait on to find out stuff about. It's pretty much instant.
That's right. It would take months or years or decades to expose the CIA's lies and fraud and murder and terrorism before. Now it comes out in a matter of hours or days. What do you think the system's going to do to try to counter that?
I don't know what they can do. I mean, I don't know what they can do, honestly. I think the cat is out of the bag.
Pandora's box is open. I agree.
Yeah. Yep. So
tell us about AWOL.
AWOL is another song off of Sonic Jihad, which is my last record, which is a first person narrative of a high school student who encounters military recruiting on campus and all of the lies that they tell him and everything that he goes through, and he ends up going for it, and you know, to a sad end. So it's pretty self-explanatory once you hear it.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. AWOL by Paris from Sonic Jihad.
And you don't hear none of those stations for hip-hop and R&B playing them. Ask why. In fact, where are those stations today? Somebody better ask somebody that. The people that's most affected by this war are the so-called hip-hop generation.
The army is the best-kept secret in the world. And every soldier gets his or her own private room. You can forget that old brown boot image of the army. It's a job like anything else. Just love it.
I remember how it started. Remember the time I was watching Rap City by the 8:45. Commercial said the military giving money for school. Caught the bus up to my campus. They were signing recruits and met this dude named Diablo.
Hello.
Some kind of vet. He explained the situation, told me what to expect. He
now
said,
I'll help you pay for college and train you for work.
Said I could take computer classes and could quit if I want. But best of all was the fact that I had my own street. I had my own space and had my own place to kick it. On top of that, I travel and visit the world. Hell, Diablo said the women overseas was the pearl. Didn't even call my girl. Let's get it on for show. Signed my name, took some tests, and I was out of the dough. A true soldier for America, ready to go. On the road, a vacation will be good for the soul. Showed up at basic training, but what a mistake. Cause this motherfucker yelling at me all in my face. In this 30X latrine, 50 men in the room. Running laps up in the mud at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm scrubbing toilets, doing laundry, and feeling the pain. If I didn't know no better, I think boy was my name. Same bullshit line, so many bits for me. Got a nipple twisted up in this illusion of freedom. I'm out tomorrow, made up my mind. Everything Diablo said I'm finding out was a lie. That's when my unit got the call. The commander-in-chief wanted grand. Troop assignments keeping peace in the east. What a relief. I'm thinking finally something new. Shipped us off from 20 hours later. We was in the roof. Touchdown around 11. The desert was brutal. Then the ground split and caught us by surprise from the shoot.
Thank you. machine and blow the spine out his back. In the minefield, we was reeling from the attack. Seen the MO's hand upon the receiver, still attached. When the warm on it set off the beacon, then I mashed through the first truck, blood and guts splash in my face. Cut the kid down, couldn't have been no older than 8. What the f*** is going on? Who we fighting and why? Killing kids, killing killers. Who the f*** is applying? I'm crying out for protection, but none of it came. So I thumped in all directions till the heel was drained. But that night, this shit wasn't helping us win. Caught around a friendly fire, but it wasn't so friendly. We simply got lucky. Headed back to the base. Seeing souls away for one, I shot a dead in the face. Guts stuck to my clothes, body parts galore. If this a peacekeeping mission, I ain't ready for war. And now I'm back home fitter and fit and contagious. And I'm knowing we some bullies, that's why everyone hates it. Still broke in a mother. Starving, and that job training is only good for the army. I guess I should have been a CO that kept up a fire. Should have listened when my homie said we murder for oil. Now, and with this wheelchair, ain't nothing the same. And I'm knowing confrontation's more than video games. War is pain.
It's more than video games. The government developed the video games. The military makes video games. They issue them to the children. And I assure you, for all the zit-faced kids out there, when you get there, you're going to find out that it's not a joke. It's not a game. It's very, very sad. I tell you, Paris, you are doing so much societally, socially, spiritually for society. And what are they going to do now that they're not getting enough recruits? And they're not even getting enough illegal aliens to be recruits. It looks like they want to give us a draft, don't they?
I've heard that being floated around for a while now. You know, we'll see. You know, we're definitely going to see. It's a sad, sad state of affairs.
Well, those are all amazing songs, and they're all even better ones, I think, on some of the other albums. They're all just excellent. We've got a few minutes left, Paris, and again, yeah. I want to invite you back up any time again, GorillaFunk.com. In the last few minutes we've got, you've got the floor. Any other key points or things you want to express to the audience, all the fans and supporters you've got out there?
Well, that's one thing that I want to acknowledge is the supporters. I never say fan, but I definitely appreciate the support. And, you know, encourage people to support counter-establishment media and to support independent media and independent art, like what Alex is doing, like, you know, like what you're doing and like what I'm doing. And I want to say thanks to all the many people that are on MySpace. You know, MySpace has been a huge thing for me, as well as GorillaFunk.com. And to Jonathan Black for hooking up this interview and, you know, to you and Trey and Aaron. You know, everything is appreciated, really.
In closing, I know you talked to a lot of other famous people, celebrities, artists. I talked to quite a few. Going back years, they knew 9/11 was an inside job. They knew that we were going into tyranny, but they were scared to speak out like you did. How many people do you talk to, who are well-known that know the truth but are scared to go public?
You know what it is? It's especially in hip-hop, man, it seems like nobody knows anything. I don't encourage anybody to speak out on things that they don't know. You know, it's like, you know, you even look worse when you have an opinion and you're not knowledgeable. So I encourage everybody to do more independent reading, more independent research, you know, to become more exposed and to travel if you can. If you're of means to be able to travel and go places and experience things that other people are going through, you'll have a much clearer idea of what's going on in the world and how our situation in America adversely affects everybody else.
Oh, you're absolutely right, and people always ask me about solutions, just getting the word out. The general public is still not educated. They know something's wrong now. That's the first step, but education, getting informed, that's the key.
But the TV is the great miseducator, and, you know, it's like people seem to be allergic to reading now, and when people go to school a lot of times, if they just go by the book and don't explore things on their own, then they'll only be equipped to work for somebody else. And, you know, and there's no incentive for anybody to see you become knowledgeable. Understand that. You know, there's no incentive for them to see you know anything. You know, somebody has to work at Walmart, right? So we just keep fighting a good fight.
Well, you're amazing, my friend. Paris, we salute you. Go with God. And, I'll talk to you during the break if you can hold there, but I just
Absolutely.
Want to thank you for spending time with us, sir.
Alex, thanks for having me, man. I'm looking forward to coming back.
Well, I'm very honored that Road to Tyranny influenced you, and just God bless you, my friend. All right, folks, we'll be back with a bunch of news, Ron Paul campaign.
It is a big idea, a new world order
in the near future. Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700, and let's take America back.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
I think this song says it all. High-powered, isn't it? All right, we're scheduled to have the Ron Paul 2008 campaign, head of the campaign, Kent Snyder, popping in. Then I got a bunch of other news, and we're going to have Mr. Grudy, Paul Grudy. He was the head of the funeral home when they basically ordered him to stage the fingerprints of Lee Harvey Oswald onto the supposed shooter gun, the Mandelkit Carcano, back in 1963. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not playing games. We're bringing you the eyewitnesses. We're bringing you the deathbed confessions. We're bringing you the facts. We're bringing you the InfoWar 110%. We're not fighting the New World Order to lose. We got God on our side. And if we lose, we die, ladies and gentlemen. They can continue to carry out their bioethicist operations, their eugenics upon us. This isn't a drill. This isn't a game. You're only alive once. This is Mortal Kombat, toe-to-toe, with the NWO and their Dark Lord. This is the GCN Radio Network. I am your wartime broadcaster. Global transmission continues right after this quick break. Keep it locked in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Man, I am so excited right now. We just talked to Willie Nelson. Probably going to have him on the show soon. Ha ha! That is exciting. And we just had Paris on. We got Paul Grudy, the funeral director, who was ordered by the government to put Lee Harvey Oswald's prints on the Mantle Carcano rifle. He lives here in Austin. We've got him about to be in studio coming up the next hour. Ron Paul 2008 campaign, it has been just amazing. There's another money bomb going on today, $2 million raised a week or so ago. And we are joined by Kent Schneider of the RonPaul2008.com campaign to give us an overview of where we're going and what's happening coming up in the Super Tuesday. Mr. Schneider, thanks for spending time with us. There's so much to talk about. What is most important to impart to the listeners right now, sir?
Well, you mentioned Super Tuesday, and that's really the showdown of Super Tuesday. I know the Super Bowl's on Sunday, but the real important game is on the following Tuesday. And we'd certainly encourage people today and all through the weekend to sign up for precinct cleaners, get their friends to get out and vote. And there's, what, 22 states. So the big showdown is on Tuesday to donate if you can so we can get more television and radio out there. But a whole year's worth of effort is really coming down to Tuesday, and here's our opportunity to take a stand.
Now, I know you guys want to look forward instead of backwards, and I want to do that today and talk about your strategy because the listeners, you know, obviously want to know, Mr. Schneider. But going back, I mean, New Hampshire, now Bev Harris, who helped produce the HBO documentary, she says there is clear fraud and, quote, criminal operation dealing with a recount. You guys did say that there were serious problems in Louisiana that, where it looked like you won first place. They're saying second. Then in Nevada, Ron Paul got second, but the Fox and others didn't even show his face and said McCain got it. I mean, what the Ron Paul supporters I know are wanting, they're now getting with the campaign saying they're upset about this. But, of course, we have to look forward, but I think we look forward to more of this. I mean, what's your statement on all this chicanery?
Well, we have we reserved our right, as far as Louisiana, reserved our right to file a lawsuit down there. We're actually going to be making a decision about that in the next day or two. You know, Dr. Paul did have a statement in terms of New Hampshire. I mean, there's no doubt that that elections there's problems in terms of what degree. Of course, you'd have to go through each individual situation. As far as the media bias, you know, you and I have talked about this before, and of course, that was never more evident than the latest debate, the CNN broadcast at the Reagan Library, in terms of the time that Dr. Paul got, and even Huckabee got or didn't get, is probably a better way of putting it. But there's no doubt that the establishment is pulling out the stops to make sure that the Ron Paul campaign and all the people who support him are silenced or ignored. We're aware of that. You know, unfortunately for us, we have a campaign to run, and it's very difficult when you get into this legal mud, as I call it, of various jurisdictions around the country. It's very, very difficult for us to run a full-fledged campaign at the same time, spend time and money to go into and through all the legal machinations one has to go to.
Oh, I totally understand, and I think the listeners do, because you spend all your money, all your time, all your energy fighting those instead of looking, you know, forward and dealing with the next battle to come. But I want listeners and Ron Paul supporters to take heart, which they are, because this massive blackout we're seeing and this attempt, I wouldn't even call it bias. I mean, when they give him a third the time the other candidates get, less than third the questions, that's not bias, that's cheating. It's like having a horse race that's 10 laps and you give the other guys 6 laps, you know, head start, or you know, in an Indy 500, Ron's got to wait 2 hours after the race starts to even be able to get his car out there. And that shows the establishment is scared. And but the good news is the alternative media has gotten the word out that he got second place in 2 major states.
No, you're right. I mean, thankfully for shows like yours and, of course, the Internet and all the websites and the blogs and all the email traffic, people around the country, in fact, different parts of the world, they keep the truth going. So and Dr. Paul has said many, many times, if it wasn't for the Internet and the so-called alternative radio talk shows broadcast as well as via the Internet, this whole effort wouldn't be what it is today. So that's a big thank you to all those people.
Well, now is the time to redouble and retriple our efforts. Regardless of what happens in this election, as the congressman has said, we're educating people. Who would have ever thought we'd see MSNBC talking about the private criminal Federal Reserve and how there's a need for investigations? Who would have ever thought we'd see Ron Paul on Jay Leno twice? Who would have ever thought that Liberty's message, I see Ron Paul sticker signs, phone calls, it's just the buzzes everywhere that's clearly they're cheating. I mean, there's no doubt on its face. I know that's happening. People say, then why keep running? Why keep canvassing? Because they don't cheat everywhere. They don't have control everywhere. And we're going to prove the system has problems. You have to engage the corrupt system to later be able to prove that all of that is happening. That's now developing. Everybody needs to continue to give money to RonPaul2008.com. Let's talk about what we can do in the 4 days, 5 days leading up to Super Tuesday, then into California.
Well, my biggest suggestion for people is, again, to become a precinct leader and do that on RonPaul2008.com. Make a donation so we can keep the ads going. But the third thing is, and this is overlooked time and time again, is people should, you know, invite, encourage, urge, push, whatever words you want, 5-10 people, friends and family, to do the same thing. I mean, just imagine, do the math. I mean, let's say we have 1 million people out there actively doing, you know, becoming a precinct leader, and we got people donating money. If every one of those people would just get 3 people just to do the very same thing that they did, match their donation, if it's $20 or $25 or $100, whatever it is, and do some canvassing in their neighborhood, become a precinct leader, this whole campaign would dramatically change for the better overnight. And so it's just doing the fundamental things, doing them well, spreading the word, asking people to help. That makes a tremendous difference.
Kent, the congressman said 6 months ago that he probably wouldn't run on a third party because the machinery isn't there. I agree with that at that time. And obviously we can't, you know, even start talking about third party runs until we see what happens in Super Tuesday and after that. But now in some of the debates and some of the interviews, he said, well, I never really thought about it, but now there's such interest. He said things similar to that, you know, that, well, now, you know, maybe, but right now, you know, I'm running as a Republican. I'm not trying to put words in his mouth. I don't have the exact quotes there, but you've heard him, Ken Snyder, head of the campaign.
Right.
I don't want to put the cart before the horse here, but as a way to buoy people to let them know so they don't get crestfallen, we need to have the maximum effort now. We need to have a maximum effort in donations on the street. And disagree if you disagree. I'm telling you my idea.
Sure.
We need to have the maximum money given, maximum phone calls or talk shows, maximum canvassing, people going to the site, signing up to be precinct leaders now in a week. They can do so much. But obviously, he's starting to hint. There's so much momentum, so much money can be raised. And right now, Bloomberg sees how weak the two parties are. So if they shut Ron Paul out, cheat him out, you look at the numbers, he's popular with independents, he's popular with Democrats, Republicans. I've done a poll that shows with Zogby, it was a fair poll. We even published the actual questions, which they never do. Ron Paul would win in a three-party race if he could get on the ballot everywhere. And even if he didn't win, he would be in those national debates to continue to expose the fact that both parties are pro-war and pro-New World Order. So there's my take, Kent Snyder. You've got the floor. Give us your take.
Well, Dr. Paul has said many times, as you know, that this is not the end, it's the beginning. And he's also said none of us can really predict the future. And when you consider those two statements that he's made consistently from the start of this campaign a year ago, I do believe that Dr. Paul and you and millions of other people around the United States, that this really is the beginning. And what form it takes, we don't know. Dr. Paul doesn't know. Nobody really knows. But the good news is, and this is where people should take satisfaction, they should take heart, and they should take this as a sense of a source of encouragement, that this is the beginning. It's not the end. Exactly what form it goes past Super Tuesday or past the convention or past the election, no one really knows. But the exciting part for Dr. Paul, and I've heard him say this publicly as well as privately, and for people who've been in the freedom movement for a long time, this is the beginning. That's the exciting part. What form it takes, we don't know. So I just encourage people, especially that are new to the freedom movement, new to the campaign, if you really consider it, the glass is half full. It's not half empty. And whatever happens, that to me is the exciting part, because I don't know exactly what form it's going to take.
Absolutely. You've got to keep it fluid. You can't make decisions now. You've got to stay fully in this game. We're having incredible victories. I mean, if you go back 6 months ago, they were still cheating him on time, but he was getting a little more coverage because they thought he was an anomaly they could minimize. Now they're actually scared. That's when we saw the hit pieces get launched. They are desperate right now, and that shows how viable Ron Paul is. One thing is, so many new people have come to the political process who were turned off by it, or people who were turned off who'd been involved earlier, and they're expecting, this is all going to be a bed of roses. This is a long, hard fight, Kent.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, and I think I'm glad you reminded people of that, because this is, things didn't get bad overnight. And it's going to take a long-term effort to correct them. We know that. A lot of people know that. But people who are fairly new to the political process and who are frustrated with how things are, 6 months is no time at all. I mean, I understand their frustration, but, people like Dr. Paul and yourself who've been involved in this for many, many years, we just need to keep going, and people need to understand who are fairly new to this freedom movement that there's a lot more that we need to do. But like you said, a lot has been accomplished this last year, and for us, that really is the exciting part for us to keep going even harder and faster for the next 5, 10, 20, 30 years.
Well, I'm not putting a pretty face on this. I don't have words to describe how good this is. Coming in third and fourth in some states, winning second place, clearly first place in Louisiana, but they cheated him. Winning first, second place, this huge buzz for liberty. As Ron Paul says, he will not be our leader. He is trying to be a focal point for turning the people's power and liberty and the free market loose. Again, listeners, and most people understand this, but some still don't, this is so exciting what's happening, and we've got to stay fully 110% in the game right now through Super Tuesday, through the next couple primary days. And then don't worry, you're going to see hint, hint, we can't give the enemy too much ammo right now. You're going to see something big happen. Let's talk about, hypothetically, a three-way run. The problem is Bloomberg's going to come in now, knowing both parties are weak. I see that as hurting Dr. Paul, but still, he'll be one of the strongest candidates in that fight. Give us your take on that. I mean, hypothetically.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you're right. Bloomberg is really the wild card, and he's a wild card because he has so much money, and he's publicly said, at least in reports I read, that he would spend $500 million or even $1 billion to run. And of course, that is just an ungodly amount of money for someone to run for president. I also understand he's been doing quite a bit of polling and has been for the last several months to determine whether or not his campaign would be viable. But, you know, I do think the other wild card is that the political taste and mood of the country, I think, is something that is really hard to gauge. I think my personal guess is that for us, that the public, by and large, they're not satisfied with Obama or Clinton or McCain or Romney. That's why they're kind of looking towards Bloomberg. But for us and our movement, I think the time is ripe for us to keep going. So that's the one thing that is really the wild card, is really what is the public sentiment. And if there is some sort of financial calamity or something else along the line, exactly how will people respond, I don't think that people really know. So the good news for us, anyway, is this presents us an opportunity to for serious movement.
That's right. Politically, third-party candidates or alternative candidates always are stronger during major political realignments. We're in the middle of a political realignment. Ron Paul came at the perfect time. Every major political strategist who was being honest, regardless of their stripe, have admitted this. They call it liquid in the political realm, ladies and gentlemen, in the sociology and psychology and PR realm. Things are liquid now. They've been frozen in the left-right false control paradigm for the last really 100 years. We're seeing the first major realignment. There's no debating. New York Times, Washington Post have all reported. Congress has an 11% approval rating. Both parties are hated. And there's only one candidate now in the race who is popular on every issue because it happens to be constitutional, and the Constitution's popular. He's to control the borders, national sovereignty. He's against the unpopular war. He is against the inflation tax. He is dead on every issue. So if we get the message out, if he can get on the ballot as a third-party candidate, if that happens to happen, he is absolutely the candidate. He is the perfect candidate. I mean, this is like a fairy tale or something. It's so perfect. And then his message has, for 30 years, has been about what is now precipitating, what is now unfolding, Ken Snyder.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, Dr. Paul, as you know, and your listeners, I'm sure, know that Dr. Paul has been making these statements for the last 30 years. He's been making these predictions time and time again. He's found to be correct in all of those, especially the predictions in terms of what's happening. And as everyone knows who's followed Dr. Paul at all, they realize that he has such a consistent record, a long-term record, in terms of what he's talked about, his votes, his legislation. So when people look to Dr. Paul for the first time, I'm struck time and time again, they usually comment, you know, he has a record that's so consistent, that's long and consistent, that it gives me a feeling of trust in terms of who this person is. And that's something that you just don't do overnight. So fortunately for him and for the campaign and the supporters, we're now able to showcase that trust, and people are finding that, especially in today's climate, they're finding that very, very attractive.
We've only got about a minute and a half left with you, Kim Snyder. Hypothetically, when a congressman's picking up delegates every time they have a primary, so he's, and the other candidates are dropping out, so he's getting more and more attention, even though they try to freeze him out. How many delegates do you think you need to get to stay in the Republican process, and when might we see, and again, this is all hypothetical, the announcement for third party?
Well, as far as the delegates, I mean, that really is a function of how Romney and McCain go. I mean, if Romney and McCain come down with 45% of the delegates into the convention in September in St. Paul, Minneapolis-St. Paul, and then Dr. Paul has 10% of the delegates, that would be certainly enough for Dr. Paul to have, a bargaining chip, a very big one. So it's really going to come down to how Romney and McCain develop over the next couple of months.
So you think a brokered convention is in the cards?
Oh, I think it's definitely possible.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with you from my perspective, but you know more about this than I do. At the same time, again, I see the third party move as even stronger at that point. Would you guys, what do you like, the Constitution Party or the Libertarians?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's really hard to say. I mean, I'm not evading your question. I'm just so focused on the task at hand that I don't even think about post that. The only thing, again, I'll say is, as I said earlier, nobody knows the future, and we'll just have to assess it at that time. And I think that's how Dr. Paul thinks as well.
Yes, sir. I want to stay forward focused on the battles in hand. I agree with you. Everybody redouble efforts, but I wanted people to know there's a battle coming after that. There's a whole other half in the ball game, sir.
Yeah, very good, sir.
Thank you so much, Ken Snyder.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. There goes Ken Snyder, head of the RonPaul2008.com campaign. I'm Alex Jones, Key News straight ahead, and then our massive guest in studio. Stay with us.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich.
I wanted to have Chad pop in for just a moment. I forgot to ask you, John, is he there?
Everybody.
All right. Look at this. This is Finance and Development, mainstream magazine.
Everybody.
Global governments. Who is in charge? Just global government in your face. But then if you say you don't want global government, they say that magazine doesn't exist. That UN announcement doesn't exist. Ted, you were reading to me just last night over the phone. I went and pulled it up. The Wall Street Journal talking about $230 an ounce gold. Excuse me, $2,300 an ounce gold. I wish it was $230. Like it got close to a few years ago. It's at $930 something today. Ted, tell us about that report.
Oh, yeah, I was reading it myself, and it's good to see that the stock people are finally coming along with this, too. $2,300 gold because of the fact that that the inflation hasn't been adjusted yet on the gold prices. They're saying that that gold has been a poor hedge against inflation due to the fact that the central banks have been manipulating it for so long, and now it's breaking loose. And that's exactly what got, the reason why I picked up the Wall Street Journal is because I wanted to see that Getta ad. And they're looking for $3,000 to $5,000 an ounce gold, and they want to do this audit on the Fort Knox, and it's really something. I need some Prozac after reading that full Wall Street Journal newspaper. All the woes going on, the lending institutions that are going bankrupt, the subprime loan stuff, affecting not only our nation, now bleeding into the Japanese markets, and it's like affecting the entire world. And there's very little positive news at all in that Wall Street Journal. Everything is negative. And that's, the people that are selling stocks now are saying this, that you got to get out of paper and you got to get into gold. I think it's just ironic and somewhat comical to see those guys finally turning around and going, we really do have problems. We better start looking at gold. And they're talking about buying gold not as an investment, but they want to buy it now as insurance. Well, it's about time they wake up. They should have been buying it 6 years ago as insurance when the handwriting was on the wall. Now we're experiencing the problems, and they're finally saying, yeah, go ahead, guys. Let's diversify and get into gold.
Chad, how much gold do you have at last week's price? I didn't talk to you before we did this offer. Do you have it still at last week's price?
I have a few things that are still sitting here in inventory. Obviously, we don't sell everything out. I have some of those British sovereigns that are still at a really good price level. I mean, if you take a look at gold right now, gold today hit $935.70. Right now, we're looking at roughly around $910 for gold. And it's strong. I mean, with that 935.70,
it's gyrating up and down, but staying above 900 now, off and on for months. Ted, how do people call? Tell them about the different offers you've got.
Yeah, right now they call 1-800-686-2237. We do have the British sovereigns right now. They're currently at 256. We got the francs right now at 205. I do have some of those silver those gold commemoratives left at 340, and the silver dollars obviously are a great buy at this time as well. Alex, I just can't say enough. I mean, right now the Wall Street Journal is calling for $1,000 gold here, and now before things correct and adjust for inflation, $2,300 an ounce for gold. I mean, that's the Wall Street Journal, and that's coming from the stock.
Give them the number on those offers. You can't beat these deals. Are you out of silver dollars?
No, I still have some. You can call us at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Now, folks, the price has gone up. They have limited supplies. It's the Alex Jones special. It will be gone by the end of the weekend, okay? And then there's not much left. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. We'll be right back with Paul Grudy. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.